Maddie, are you in here?
Hi, Daddy.
I should have guessed. You and that dollhouse are inseparable. Maddie, there's something I want to talk to you about. Here, come up here and sit with me for a minute.
Okay.
I talked with your Sunday school teacher today, and she told me about the collection your class has been taking up to buy Christmas gifts for children in need.
Yeah, I gave some money today.
I know you did. I know it. Your teacher told me you gave the generous amount of a nickel.
Yep, I was going to give a 3 penny, but I gave her a whole nickel instead.
Somehow, I think you're missing the whole point of this little talk we're having here. With all the money you have in your bank, do you really think that a nickel is enough?
That's how much Abby gave me when she broke my doll.
Well, I'll have to deal with your big sister's generosity a little later. Maddie, I'm trying to get you to see that God would want you to be more generous with your money.
But I'm saving it for something else, Daddy.
There's nothing wrong with you wanting to save your money to buy a little something for yourself. But I want you to understand that it's more blessed to give than receive.
I just can't give more, because it'll take a lot of money to buy a new car for Miss Polly.
Wait, what did you just say?
I want to buy Miss Polly a new car, because her old one won't work, and she's too old to get a job to buy a new one for herself. I think I have enough by Christmas if I keep saving. Daddy, can I please keep saving my money for Miss Polly?
Maddie, you go right on saving, you know. Instead of me giving you this little talk, maybe you should be giving it to me. I think I could learn a thing or two from you. Come here, you little stinker.
Christmas should be a reminder of Christ's birth, a time to reflect on the awesome gift that's been given to us. And it's also a great time to evaluate how we're giving to others. Does your generosity display the character of Christ? A holiday message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.